This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Greeting you in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thanking those on Trinity Baptist Prayer Line and on Facebook Live. I saw my friend Will, my mom, my sister Tracy. Thank you guys for joining. We're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to be coming from Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 to 14. And DeAndre will read our scriptures this morning. All right, thank you, DeAndre. Our title today is The Straight and Narrow. I don't know, you've probably heard the saying, you need to enter in on the straight and narrow. We know that we are in the Sermon on the Mount here. Jesus Christ is teaching great information here that we all need to pay attention to. Think about it. If you ever want to be credited for something worthy, you have to follow the rules to get that accomplishment. Jesus starts right off the bat saying, enter in at the straight gate. Why is that important? Because Jesus is telling you that the straight gate is the only way that you're going to make it in. Make it into heaven is what we're talking about here. Jesus told us in John chapter 14, verse 6, he said, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is no other way that we can enter into heaven or the joys of the Lord is only through Jesus Christ. The world tells you that there's many ways to get to heaven, but I'm here to tell you, I hope you hear me well, that Jesus Christ is the only way to get to heaven. And Jesus starts off saying, enter in at the straight gate. He is telling you that you must follow the straight and narrow. He goes on and says this. I love this part. He says, broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction, and many thereby which go in thereat. So there's three things that he's telling us. The first thing is he says the broad way. This is the way where everybody is going. You've probably heard the term, everybody is doing it. That doesn't make it right just because the majority rules. And I like, listen to what he says, the broad way. You know what, when I was, the Lord was giving me this message, I did a study on the Broadway. If you look at the shows that are on Broadway, oh my God, it is filthy. You can see the filth of the world. And this is what Jesus is saying, the Broadway. Whenever you're following that herd mentality, you are going to be in trouble. You've probably heard the term going with the flow. Well, going with the flow is not good all the time, because if you go with the flow, you're going to go exactly where they're headed, and the Bible tells you where it's headed. It leadeth to destruction. You are going to die when you are following the broad way. Why? Because you are listening to the world and you're not listening to God. I'm telling you, we have been taught some things from a long generation, and these things are wrong. When we get into God's Word and it challenges what we've learned, many of us choose what the world has taught us instead of what God is telling us. Here's proof. Take a look at Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it says this, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.